He's running in a sprawling district that includes part of Webster County, Hamilton County, Boone County, and even, yeah, a slice of Story County. His name is Tim Winter, and we sat down with Tim and asked him about his efforts to win a seat in the Iowa House. Lots of windshield time running in House District 48. Tim Winter, in just a moment. Inside on Business, the NewsHour is a production of our advertising and marketing agency, Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications. Creating desire for our clients' products and services is what we do. Learn more at insightcubed.com. Continuing our conversation as we're on the road in Boone, Iowa, Boone County, Iowa, we're going to visit with another candidate for the Iowa House. His name is Tim Winter, and he was at the event today along with a packed room to listen to not only J.D. Shulton, but also Senator Cory Booker. Tim Winter, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much, Mike. I really appreciate you being here, and we did have a great group of people here today, and it was really exciting to be part of it.
You are running for the Iowa House in a sprawling district. I'm looking at a map of this, Tim, for crying out loud. This is a lot of windshield time. You got Webster County and Hamilton County and Boone County.
I have been stacking up the miles, definitely.
Yeah. What are you hearing?
Well, I'm hearing lots of different things. It all depends upon which people that you're actually talking to.
Sure.
You know, this is an agricultural district, and I'm excited about that. See, I'm an agronomist, and when I talk to agribusinesses and farmers throughout the district, we talk about those issues that are affecting them. When I'm in town and I'm talking to people there, they might bring up the same subjects because many of them do have agricultural backgrounds,
sure.
But they also talk about other issues. They want to have a revitalization of their small communities, and they are, you know, and if you're a senior or if you're somebody that's a child in your family, they are really worried about two things, health care, and they're worried about Medicaid. They don't like the privatization that has been forced upon them, and it's affecting all of them. So it all depends upon which people you're talking to, and there's a lot of really tough issues that we need to address.
Let's talk a little bit about the economy of rural Iowa, and you are rural Iowa looking at this district. You're going to some tiny little towns. What's it like out there? We in the metropolitan area look out and we see bleakness.
Mm-hmm.
It appears bleak. People are working not one job, but several jobs. They may be working for just, almost a livable wage in many areas. What's the economy like in the communities on the main streets of some of the towns that you're visiting? As you go through this, Tim?
Well, it varies greatly from one part of the district to another part of the district. And I'll give you an example of that.
Sure.
When I go into Gilbert, which is just on the north side of Ames, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a pretty thriving area, highly educated. And when you look at the percentage of people that are on food stamps, it's extremely low. It's below 5%. And when you go into other parts of the district, and I'll just use an example here of in Webster County, you've got Burnside Township. We're at, I believe it is 30.7% of all households are on food stamps. 30.7%.
And let me ask a follow-up question to that, as long as we're on food stamps. You know, there is this whole thing in the Farm Bill saying that we're going to increase work requirements for people on food stamps. Our information and what we've looked at is many of the people that are currently on SNAP mm-hmm. are already working,
mm-hmm.
or they're elderly,
mm-hmm.
or they're children.
Mm-hmm.
What do you find?
Well, when you look at children alone, I mean, we're looking at 40.5% of all children in the state of Iowa, not just my district, but in the state of Iowa, are currently eligible for reduced or free lunches at school. 40.5%. How in the world could we not do better than that? I mean, this has absolutely gotten to a point of crisis, and it's worse in some districts and others, obviously, but like I said, in my district, I see some areas that are just starving for attention. They need some help. They need the legislature to be actively working for them. And in other parts are doing quite well.
Sure. It all depends on geography sometimes, doesn't it?
Geography and job opportunities, right. and investment in those particular communities. And I think that's one of the things that we really need to look at is the revitalization of these communities that are really suffering. We got to get active. We got to promote these communities. We need to have somebody go out there and help market in these areas to help build. We need young people in these these communities too. These areas, there seems to be jobs, but they don't have people for these jobs. And the jobs that are there may not be actually very good paying jobs because they've lost maybe their basic manufacturer in that area. And we're not retraining the people that are looking for better jobs. We've made the cost of education so expensive for them that they're not actually able to afford to go back to school to get themselves retooled or retrained so that way they can work in an industry that is going up in as far as being on the bell curve of success.
Tim Winter is his name. He is running for the Iowa House, House District 48.
48.
Yeah. All right, let's peel back a little bit. When I walked the streets of Boone, Iowa today, I didn't see many empty storefronts. One or two or three, you know. But in some towns, we're seeing whole blocks that are disseminated.
Yes.
But what I'm seeing in these stores oftentimes isn't... They aren't stores that... They're antique stores. They're antique
stores. Many of them are antique stores, yes.
Antique stores, which is... There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
nothing,
absolutely.
Nothing at all wrong with
that. I love going in them myself.
But if there aren't stores where people can buy the necessities of life, if there are not stores where they can buy their clothing, they're going to be forced to go where? On the internet or at some big box someplace.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what you're talking about when you say we ought to revitalize our communities in some way?
Well, I think we need to find out what the community actually needs. When I go into an area, or even just knocking on doors or talking to the city councils, I go in there and ask them, says, what is it that your community actually needs? Because every community is slightly different. And then when I ask them, when I find out what their specific need is, then I'll ask them, what is it that I can do if I'm fortunate enough to become their representative? What can I do to help them achieve that? And you do get different answers in different parts of the district. But the fact is, we're asking, we're getting answers, and we're going to see if we can help these people out.
His name is Tim Winter, ladies and gentlemen, running for Iowa House. All right, let's just turn the page just for a moment and ask you the question. When you're hearing these people talk to you about what it is that they need, what is it that Tim Winter wants to do when you're victorious in November?
Well, that's an interesting question. I have not been asked, Mike. I have to think about that for a second. But what it comes down to is let's go and talk to the people that helped make this happen, and that's the people in the district. I mean, what we're seeing is an incredible change in the dynamics of the district alone. When you look at the number of people that are now registered for voting Democrat as compared to what it was just a few months ago, I can tell that our campaign's having a difference. And when you look at the numbers for the Republicans, their numbers are going down as far as the number of people that are registered to vote. So you're seeing a huge increase in our numbers, and you're seeing a decrease in theirs. So I think our message is working. We're talking to them, and when I am elected to the Iowa House of Representatives, I'm going to go back and thank these people and work with them. And then when we talked about what we can do for them, let's see if we can get those things done, because that's what we need to do. We need to be active, we need to promote, and we need to get these big issues taken care of for these people in the district.
His name is Tim Winter, ladies and gentlemen. He is running for the Iowa House, a voice from rural Iowa. Thank you so much, Tim, for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it.